Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver, hi. We're still rolling in baseball, so let's just keep it going.
Yes, let's keep it going, Scotty. Where last night the White Sox got off the deck in Baltimore against the Orioles. A 5-3 win for them. Gavin Sheets, Scotty, the two-run single to get the White Sox going early on NBC Sports Chicago.
One strike from Watkins. Up the middle, into center, base hit, Gavin Sheets. Vaughn's coming home, Robert as well, and the Sox on three hits have a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, I'm just so bored with the, you know, constant bringing up of the White Sox as if they matter. They're the most disappointing, inconsistent team in baseball this year that was on paper supposed to go on a deep playoff run. They have been nothing short of terrible. I don't care what you say. Like, I don't even know why we talk about them anymore.
Well, good for Gavin, of course. His father, Larry, played for the Orioles in the 80s, Scotty. So good for his son to go back there to Camden, get himself some hits last night. Nice story, as we always love here on Coast to Coast. A nice family story. Boston last night. Jays and the Red Sox. We did not get the offensive explosion we thought we were going to. We got a 2-2 game into the 10th inning. And then George Springer, Scotty, off the big wall and left, puts the Jays ahead on Sportsnet Toronto.
So runner at second here in extra innings. Jackie Bradley Jr. is out there as George Springer swings and drills one to left, and it's off the wall. Bradley in to score. Springer on his way into second. He is safe, and the Blue Jays have the lead.
I mean, I hit the bat. I hit the Jays, and I have to tell you that, what are they, 12-3 against the White Sox or Red Sox this year? I mean, that is insanity. They absolutely have owned them. And, you know, I constantly have people arguing with me. Don't waste your time with your stupid tweets and your stupid this and that. Like, I mean, honestly, the Red Sox are hairdryer city. It's over. They're done. Put a fork in them. Yeah. They can't beat anybody. They're awful. They're seven deep, at least, in the wild card. When is that going to be made up? Like, honestly, they just don't have the goods. Stop talking to me about your Red Sox. You know what? Start, you know, rooting for the Patriots or something, because they're done.
I agree with you. They are finished. It's football season up in northern New England, that's for sure. The Royals beat the Diamondbacks 5-3 last night, Scotty. Normally, I give you a highlight from the winning team, but I'm making an exception today because this has to be the quietest 30 home run season I have ever seen in my life in Major League Baseball. Christian Walker of the Diamondbacks again, Scotty, on Bally Sports Arizona.
Last man standing, Christian Walker. Fly ball to center, Michael A. Taylor will watch this one go. Christian Walker. And the Diamondbacks aren't done yet. That's number 30 for Walker, a new career high. And it's 5-3.
Actually, they are done, friend.
Yes.
And all I know is no one, how crazy is, no one knows who that is. I mean, it's because that guy's calling their games. Like that, look, who in the hell is that? No one even knows. I don't know. You know, because you know everything. I don't know, and no fans know who that is. No one cares at all about the Arizona Diamondbacks. Let me tell you something else. The Super Bowl there is going to be an enema, and that hockey team playing at the Mullet Arena at Arizona State, you know what that is? That's, you know what? That's witness protection. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Like, that's the most embarrassing. What is going on in the Valley? I mean, all they have is the Suns, and they're Pikers, too. They don't get it done. I've been hearing about, oh, here we go again. CP3 and D-Book. Yeah. I mean, and then Kyler Murray. It's something in the water. In fact, there is no water in Arizona. I mean, it's drier than a bone.
By the way, home run number 32 for Paul Goldschmidt just now for the Cardinals, Scotty. Goldschmidt having a day. Two-run single earlier. Now hits a home run out at Wrigley. So there you go. And Walker's going to get to 40. He gets 10 more homers in the last 5-6 weeks. That will be the most unrecognizable 40 home run season possibly in Major League history. Christian Walker, of all people.
You're right.
The Arizona Diamondbacks. All right, we'll finish it up. Braves, of course, beat the Pirates yesterday 14-3. I got to play you this one, Scotty. My man hit it in the river there at PNC. Matt Olson on Bally Sports South.
High towering fly ball, Jesus. Deep right field. How far is that one going? It is a river bomb.
Boom.
A river bomb. It's and always good when it lands in the river. Now, I got to tell you, there is a spot over there by that river that serves up bratwurst before Steeler games. And I mean to tell you, like, it's back on this sidewalk in the back down by the river. People are back there smoking bones and they're eating bratwurst and drinking beer. I mean to tell you, I'm standing there in freezing rain, snow, ice, sleet, boiling hot, doesn't matter. I go there every time and no one knows it's there. And my boy's back there cooking up on the grill. It's the greatest spot ever. It's between Heinz Field and I won't say the name of it, where the Steelers play.
The stadium formerly known as Heinz Field.
Where the Steelers play. That's our new name for it.
We've got strikeouts and taters when we come back. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, prop boat time, Carver High.
It is prop boat time, Scotty. That's for sure. Of course, yesterday, good again with the strikeouts, no doubt about it. McClanahan was good to us. Berrios was good to us. Framber Valdez was good to us. Only one that let us down was Heaney. Can you believe this guy Heaney on the Dodgers throwing 10 strikeouts again? His ERA is like 1.75. Him and Gallo. I mean, I got to watch Gallo last night hitting bullets down the right field line. Two-run doubles for the Dodgers. It's just sick when you see some of these guys.
Guy never had a hit in New York.
It's not just homers. He's hitting doubles all over. Geez, Joey Gallo. Meanwhile, we move on. It is time to cash some tickets. We will start with the strikeout, Scotty. And Jacob DeGrom goes for the Mets tonight against the Rockies at Citi Field. Big number again for DeGrom. Second start in a row. We're looking at this 9.5 staring us in the face. Over plus 105, under minus 145. He's made four starts, Scotty. He's gotten over 9.5 twice. Remember, he had 9 against last time out, which was the Philly game, and they took him out after 95 pitches, and he didn't get the – oh, that was the Brave game, excuse me, Scotty. The Thursday night game against the Braves took him out after 95 pitches with 9 strikeouts. The Rockies suck. I think he can get to 10 tonight. I mean, the pitch count worries me, but I think he can get to 10.
Well, First of all, I think the odds on this game are over four Bills. And teams are like 2-6 that are over four Bills as favorites, heavy lumber. But I'm telling you that he's going to literally mow down at least 12 to 14. He's going to mow them down. And I said to Cody, I'm not going to be surprised at all if the guy throws a no-hitter. I mean, he's taken a no-hitter into the sixth inning twice, and they pulled him out. Now the guy's played and pitched in multiple games. If he gets into a no-hit situation again, Carver High, first of all, I'm on the over. Let's be clear. I'm asking you, do they leave him in? Does Buck leave him in this time if he's got a no-no going?
No shot. No chance. I don't think they care about that stuff. I think they have a number set with him. This is his fifth start coming back since the injury. I think it seems like right now the max is 100. That 95 in Atlanta 5 days ago or whatever it was a week ago, I feel like that they're going to stick to it.
I think he's good to go.
He'd have to really, like, seriously mow guys down. I mean, who did we have the other day? Montgomery threw that complete game shutout with, like, 96, 97 pitches.
99.
He'd have to be real economical like Montgomery was the other night against the Cubbies, I think, for him to be able to pull something like that off. And because he gets so many strikeouts, I think that that's tough for him to do because he does throw so many pitches whiffing guys. But we shall see. Let's just get 10 tonight, and we can cash ourselves that ticket. Next, we will go to Philadelphia. Aaron Nola against the Reds tonight. 7.5 is the number, minus 115 over, minus 120 to the under. Nola's been good, Scotty. He's over this number in four of his last six. He had 9 against the Mets last time out. Reds do strike out a lot. I'm willing to go over with Nola again tonight.
I think it's easy. The Reds are forked. They have no Votto anymore. They're awful. And the Phillies are on fire, and he's at home. I mean, it is the perfect supper.
We will go to Minute Maid again tonight against the Twins. And look, just like with Framber Valdez last night, Scotty, they just want us to keep printing money with Luis Garcia. Like, they won't get off this 5.5 with him every single start. It's plus 100 to the over, minus 140 to the under. 8 of his last 9 starts, he's over the 5.5. I mean, let's go again. I mean, Verlander and Valdez the last two nights got over against the Twins. I'm going with Garcia again tonight, too.
I mean, it's even money, and it's the Twins who are losing every day now and have no Buxton. That means their lineup's thinner, and the Astros just keep doing their thing. And, Valdez hit, Verlander hit for us. What am I going to get off of this guy? No way. I'm going to over again. Easy.
And finally, for the strikeouts tonight, we will go to the ashtray where the Yankees start this long road trip. Jameson, shots of Tyone, gets the ball to start things off. 4.5 tonight, Scotty. Yes, you're laying a lot of juice, minus 175, but he's over that number in 4 out of 5 starts. He had 6 against the A's at Yankee Stadium in late June. I'm pretty comfortable with this one, Tyone, tonight, laying the big number.
I mean, it's going to be nice and cool. It's going to be, he's facing an A-ball team. This is not a major league roster. People can, fool themselves all they want. They are an atrocity. 4.5 strikeouts. I'm going to use my line again. The first guy up, he'll have 4.5 strikeouts.
I'm with you. Let's get it tonight, the strikeout props. All right, tater time here on Coast to Coast. We will start in Boston and George Springer, Scotty. Look, I don't really care who's pitching for the Red Sox tonight. Like, it doesn't even matter to me. Springer rakes at Fenway Park. He had that couple doubles last night, the double off the wall in the 10th to give them the win. Plus 280 for Springer. Get it over the monster. Let's go.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to sea salt a Chapman and a Teoscar Hernandez. Let me get a little sea salt.
Oh, Teoscar. We can get him in the mix tonight. That might be an iron horse ride home. A little add to the card for Teoscar Hernandez. Next, Rockies coming to Citi Field, as we said. DeGrom, we expect him to perform. The polar bear, Scotty, has been frigid. Not a lot of home runs lately for Pete Alonso. We're going to try to change that with the Rockies coming into town tonight, Scotty. I think that the Polar Bear can finally get things going. Let's see, a plus 220 for him. You've got your boy Feltner going for the Rocks. Let's get Pete off the deck.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And a little sea salt on Marte Parte on your boy Feltner up.
I'm Feltner up. There you go. I'm also going to go with another guy who's been good to us but has been a little cold lately. Yordan Alvarez. We haven't used him in a while on the lion's share, Scotty. He's been very quiet the past few weeks. Plus 240. We've got Chris Archer on the mound for the Twins tonight. Let's get Alvarez cooking down at Minute Maid.
How about this? His family is in from Cuba and is watching
him play for the
first time ever. He hit two of them tonight.
Boom. I didn't even know that little nugget. So that even puts it even further in. Yordan going deep tonight.
They've never seen him play. That's the first time they've ever seen him play a major league game was the other day.
That's
They're there
crazy.
For the series.
Oh, he's gonna be geeked up tonight. All right, last one to the ashtray. Caprillion's going for the A's. Look, we know this guy sucks. He has great numbers in Oakland at that awful ballpark. Of course, used to play there, but even as a visitor, Scotty, he's gotten it done. Caprillion gives up bombs, and we could see salt other guys too. DJ, Stanton, they all have career homers off of Caprillion. But I'm taking a shot with Donaldson tonight at plus 360 for the Yanks to go deep. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm into that, and I'm into another Judge home run. Number 49's coming tonight. He's going to rock it right into the upper deck.
There you go. Let's fire through the game props very quickly here. We're going to go to Baltimore again. Lance Lynn and Lyles tonight. Big ball of the night, Scotty. Both teams to score four or more runs. Wild game in Camden, plus 225.
Yeah, they didn't do it last night. I'll say no.
Mets going to win tonight. Rockies aren't going to score. Mets will get a nice, easy 6-0 win, plus 130. Mets win under 7.5.
Yeah, I say no. The Mets are going to win, and they're going to score 13 runs on this crappy team.
And the Astros win, and they score over 7.5 at plus 160 against the Twins tonight with Archer on the mound.
There yes, because it's going to be Cuban night down at the Minute Maid.
All right. There you go. Jordan, baby. It's big fly. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Mavi keeps telling me about all this violence with Aaron Donald at some training camp with the Bengals, joint practice violence, helmets swinging, Aaron Donald losing his mind. That's what it's like when the sportsbook consigliere leaves the sportsbook in Las Vegas. People taking swings at him because he has bags of money and they're jealous of him. Look at him. He's already ready. He defends himself, heading to the parking lot. He always has someone meet him at the door. I always have someone drive up and pick me up before I go anywhere with a bag of money in those parking lots out there. Very dangerous. It's not safe for you. So no. I have to ask you, you're sitting here getting ready. Look at you. You got your Steeler hat on. You got your Steeler shirt on. Everyone, every day, all that's left in the world is who's Tomlin going to start. That's all that's left in this world. And everybody keeps saying that your boy Pickett's creeping up on Mitch. I think Mitch is going to need a shrink if that kid beats him out and he got that 14 mil and he has to stand on the sideline in Pittsburgh for 2 years watching this kid, he's going to need a shrink.
You're pretty dialed into the situation. You've lived there. You're still a season ticket holder. I don't think he's starting. It's great to see him playing so well, but how do you do the situation? You start the kid and bench him, and then it don't go so well. You're then going to throw him in, and you got – his best effort. I think you start Mitch, see how it goes. He's looked pretty good too, Scotty. I don't think it's a shoe-in either way, but there is a big scuttlebutt. You're right. There's a lot of people talking about it like it's a done deal. I mean, what's best for the team is what Tomlin's going to do. He's going to do what he needs to do to put the team in a position to win. Maybe it will be Kenny Pickett. I mean, I don't know. I'm not in that room and I'm not in the practice field, but I think looking at it from outside, it's Mitch's job. He can play himself out of it. I don't think he's playing himself out of it in two preseason games.
So we have decided, Carver High and I, to call it where the Steelers play now, the stadium. We refuse to acknowledge the new name of the stadium, so we just call it where the Steelers play. And I was talking earlier today about how in the back by the river, behind the stadium, there's, you know, in that, in the open end, there's a walkway along the river. And if you go back there between, it's basically between where the Steelers play and PNC, there's a couple of restaurants that have back porches. And there's a guy that sits out there and cooks bratwurst before the Steeler games. Ooh. And has this guy's got it all going. He's got the beer going and the brats going and it's snowing, ice, wind blowing. Pharrell's standing there with gloves on, eating bratwurst with mustard all over my face. Have you ever gone on the back walk where the Steelers play back there and hit the brat guy up? Have you ever had that luxury in life yet with all your Vegas juice? Have you ever gone back to the Steel City and actually gone back off-roading for a bratwurst?
I have not, sir. I have not. I have never been to a game at Heinz Field. Oh, did I call it that? Steelers play. I've never been there. I've never been to a game there. I know a guy who might.
I might be having a big one.
Tickets.
I might be having a big one. Oh, hold on.
Three Rivers Stadium was the last time I went to a Steeler game in person.
Slow down. Slow down, Dave.
Sorry.
Here's what we're going to do for you. This year, you pick the game and I'll give you the tickets.
Well, can I go with you?
I'm not allowed to go to any games. Sports Grid's got me working Saturdays and Sundays. My boss said, F your season tickets. He's like, this is about big audience and big time, Sports Grid making money. That's what it's about. We got no time for your little, Pittsburgh road trips every weekend, drinking, smoking, hookers, spending money in restaurants, hotel bills, Uber bills, $3,000 a pop.
This is what the Pharrell does. This is, Scotty Pharrell, we got to have you out with the people at least once or twice in Pittsburgh.
No, listen, I offered him to your boy Blue. And here's another guy, Blewett. He's doing a show Sunday morning. He's like, Scott, I'm not going to be able to make it out there, but thanks for the offer. Now, listen, if you have some stones, which I know you do, you're a rogue. Just a rogue traveler. Yeah. He's like in an instant at the airport. You want to go to where the Steelers play to a game. I'm 15 rows from the field. It is no joke. And it is fun. And all those people know that I'm crazy.
You got undercover?
No, I got wide open in the open air, rain, snow, sleet, snow, right in the closed end zone. And it's 10 rows from the field. All the action are coming right in your face. And then when the other team has the ball, you're watching their offense spread. I love those seats. I've had them my whole life. And they're fun. And everyone in my section is just a raging alcoholic with a foul mouth. You will love it. Perfect. It is better than sex. So I will send you to that game. All right. You pick the game. The Raider game on Christmas Eve is gone. Plus, if you go on Christmas Eve, your wife will divorce you and sleep with your best friend. All right.
That one's out.
Are you betting on anything tonight? Are you willing to go there with DeGrom with that price? Are you going to bet on the Yankees in the ashtray playing that minor league A-ball team, the A's? What are you doing tonight in baseball? Anything delicious to you?
So I'm looking at the totals. I mean, the DeGrom price is unbettable, right? You can't touch that. I don't think so. But I think that is a play under. I really like under 7 in the game. I got a guy who gave me this. There's been 9 dogs of this price, close to this price all season. 8-1 to the under in those games, in these mismatch games. So I don't think it's worth the sweat to bet DeGrom. I'd rather not. I like under in that baseball game. Baltimore, again, dogs at home. The Orioles. How do we continue to make the Orioles? They have the best home record. One of the best home records as a dog in all of baseball. They do have the best record in baseball, plus a run and a half on the run line. So those are the two that I'm looking at. It's a short card tonight. I mean, the Phillies are going to beat the Reds, but how much Audra do you want to – I mean, that price is really high too. So those are the games I'm looking at before they start. The end game has been really good. Right. Likely under in the Yankee game as well, but we'll wait and see the lineups and stuff. We got time for that one.
All right, what about the preseason tonight? The Packers, Chiefs, and the Niners, Texans. Anything there you're going to sprinkle?
Entertaining the thought, just after talking with Perrault on Bostonian versus the book, the Chiefs case is convincing. That would be the only one that I would even remotely consider. I know in a book you're going to need both dogs because they're going to just bet the Niners over and over and over and over. I respect the play on the Texans. So both dogs would be the only thing I would look at and maybe get pushed to actually play in the Chiefs.
All right, so let's talk about college football. It actually begins on Saturday with some games. Just for starters, I want to throw this out there because you're in Vegas. UNLV has a game. Can they win a game in college football? You think they'll
win a game?
Scotty,
their season wins.
Potato State.
Are 4.5. This is the highest season win total. This is year number 20 for me living here. It's the highest season win total that I've ever seen. The only number I ever put up in the book was 1.5 or 2. Every year it was 1.5 or 2. Last year they had 2 wins. I'm surprised the number's that high. We just went through the schedule today. They're going to win the first game. They're about 20-point favorites most likely. But how many are they going to win? I went through the schedule just now with Matt for the show. I came up with 3 total. So, yeah, UNLV games are going to be a little bit different now with this new stadium. They were, you know, wasn't a lot of people there last year. But the biggest attended game in that stadium in college this year is going to be BYU and Notre Dame. Playing a monster game here. I would invite you out, but apparently you're busy. I would pick you up at the airport and everything. You could even stay at the Casa. You know,
I'm surprised that they don't have me doing the entire football season from the MGM and just living there in a villa. I mean, honest to Christ, Carver and
why
I,
don't we
and
do
and
that?
I've been throwing it out on the air, left and right. Carver High, I bring it up. He won't even – he gets so mad that they're not sending us out to Vegas. He won't – look at him. He won't even – look at him. He's chewing gum. I can see him right now. He's mad. He's chewing gum, pounding the table like Aaron Boone. And then we asked Jason Scott to get the villa. That is yet to be determined. They sponsored a show 7 days a week. They love Pharrell, but they're like, villa Pharrell. We heard when he lived in the Mandalay, he never slept for a year, and he had a huge liquor bill. So they refused to, go there with me. But I'm surprised that I'm not just living there already. I mean, honestly,
we'll take you
already
off the strip.
Living there.
We'll take you off the strip. We'll get you away, and we'll get you, you know, you don't have to live that life every day. You're a little bit older now. We'll get you a nice basketball league. And, I got a breakfast place. We'll have breakfast every day. Well, it's perfect.
Bars. Now, listen, there was a place on – I don't remember the name of it to this day, but it was right behind the – it was on Koval, and it was the – right on Koval, right behind the strip, there were these condos. Back in the day when I lived there, it was 5-star. I was doing my show at Bally's. Back in the day, in 93, it was 5-star. These condos were plush. They were awesome. I was laying at the pool with hotties. I had it all going. Yeah. I'd walk down the street to Bally's in the morning, do my show. Now, fast forward to 2022, when I drive down that street, now it's filled with junkies and hookers, needles on the sidewalk, and all the nice girls are gone. Now they got girls with hairy armpits and beard.
We don't need that. No, we don't need that. We'll get you off there. We'll keep you out of it.
I think get me over there by that new Raiders training facility. That's where the rich people live.
That's out there. Yeah, that's the other side. We'll be fine.
Hey,
we'll be good.
I love you. Pick a Steeler game. Don't be a wuss bag and fly in and you'll go to where the Steelers play and I'll give you the tickets. Gratis.
Perfect. See you later.
All right, Sportsbook Consigliere. You're the man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I just heard a report after I said that the Steelers play in a new stadium called where the Steelers play, that Rebecca Harrelson was spotted just now on a wire hanging from a helicopter, putting an entire stadium wrap like a chicken wrap around the stadium with a gigantic, like, full stadium wrap that says at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV to upset the insurance company. And all I know is it's just a beautiful move by Rebecca. Way to go. And congrats to her on her work anniversary. And our social media division has never been stronger.
It certainly has not been. That's for sure, Scotty. Congrats to Rebecca. All right. Before we get into tonight's games, I just want to let you know, Goldschmidt homered again.
What?
I'm not kidding. He homered again. A two-run shot this time. So, two homers and five RBIs on the afternoon for Goldschmidt. So,
Jesus.
I'm trying to do the quick math in my head, Scotty, but I think he's now tied for the lead in the National League in home runs because he was two behind Schwarber, I believe, going into today, and now leads in RBIs because I think he was three back of whoever had the lead, and he's got five.
He's triple crown.
So he now currently leads or is tied the triple crown categories in the National League just after today's performance out at Wrigley Field. So Paul Goldschmidt having himself
today,
Scotty. They're tough is right. Tremendous job. 8-2 now. The Cardinals lead the Cubbies in the eighth. Mariners lead Cleveland 3-1 in the second, Scotty. So some early scoring there with McKenzie and Gonzalez on the mound, which we thought maybe would be a lower scoring game. Haniger has a home run for Seattle, and they are off and running up in the Pacific Northwest. All right, we have games tonight. Let's go. We will start in Baltimore. White Sox and the Orioles again tonight. Lance Lynn and Jordan Lyles is the pitching matchup here. Minus 120, as Dave was saying to you before. White Sox favored again. Orioles plus 100 at home. Total a flat 8.
Well, I guess we'll make money then. I'm on the over in the Orioles and Lyles to beat Lance Lynn. That fat ass, all he does is lose.
I'm on the Orioles as well tonight. Keep giving me the plus money with the Orioles at home. I will take it. Reds and the Phillies in Philadelphia again. Aaron Nola goes for the Phillies. Done for the Reds. Minus 350. And that's not even the highest number of the night. The Met game is minus 350 for the Phillies. Flat 8 the total at Citizens Bank.
You talk about done. His ERA is done. He's going to give up 6 to 8 runs in this game. Take the over in the Phillies and your boy Nola, and I don't care what the price is. Also, I get it with Dave saying I wouldn't touch that DeGrom. Well, I got guys that I play with that have stones the size of grapefruit, and they're going to bet that heavy, 10, 20,000. They're going to bet. They're going to make their money one way or the other. Because I thought he'd no-hit him. I literally think he might have a perfect game. That's how bad the Rockies are. That's how bad they are.
Well, minus 450 is the current number
for
the Mets against the Rockies tonight. This, Scotty, is the biggest, largest money line number since 2019. That it's gotten this high, minus 450. The Rockies plus 333, total a flat 7 at Citi Field tonight. I'm with you. It's the Mets. But like we said, I'm just going to go with the DeGrom tonight, the DeGrominator with that 9.5 for the strikeouts. That's probably – and that under 7.5 in the Mets to win that I gave you earlier.
Well, I mean, look, everyone's on the under, and I heard Dave say that it's 8-1 and unders of that. Listen,
yeah.
Feltner up gives up 6-8 runs every time he pitches.
He's
so
bad.
So I'm going over. I think they're going to tee off on the Rockies, and I think – DeGrom is going to be humiliating batters. I mean, absolute. There isn't one guy on that team that can even hit him. Like, they're going to be swinging and missing by a foot. Turn the game on. You're watching yourself. His slider is 97 miles an hour.
Yeah. Going to be tough, and you're right. The Feltner stinks. So the Mets are going to have opportunities to score some runs tonight at home at Citi Field.
If they lose this game, then it's fixed. Okay? That's what that is.
The Blue Jays have beaten up on the Red Sox all year long. They look to do it again tonight at Fenway. Kevin Gausman goes for the Jays. Cutter Crawford for the Sox. Jays are the road favorite, minus 185. Another big total of 9 tonight at Fenway.
I mean, cut a fart. How does that sound? Your boy Crawford will give up 6-7 runs. And Gausman humiliated the Yankees. He's been pitching lights out. His ERA is 2.9. I'm telling you, this guy has pitched phenomenally well for the Jays, kind of holding up their rotation right now. He's been their best pitcher. I mean, this is 13-3, I think, against Boston when this guy beats them tonight in Fenway. And I can care less what anyone thinks of me up there. They're finished. Fork time. I told you, start putting your Mac Jones jersey on and getting your salt ready for your driveway. Winter's right around the corner.
Astros and the Twins at Minute Maid tonight. Luis Garcia and Chris Archer. Astros minus 160 plus 135 for the Twinkies. 8.5 the total at Minute Maid.
Chris Archer is the definition of phlegm when I'm dropping lubes out the freeway window in the car. I can't stand that guy. He's a backstabber. What he did to the Pirates. I mean, this is easy money. And you know what? I'm all over the Astros here in the over. And I'm going to sit and Alvarez is going to hit 2 home runs. And then I'm going to be a little in game tonight. I'm going to be in my underwear in game. In fact, Garber High, I may have to spark up a stogie tonight. I may have to get a stogie going. It may be tonight. I got a couple of beefy ones, big fat Cohibas. It might be time to spark up a Sparky and then just go in game in my underwear all night. I might even, at one point, bring the egg out. When I take the egg to the like left toe with the bunion right on there from basketball, bring the egg out and scrape the toe, get a cigar going, maybe have a cold Heineken going, get a little in-game going. I taught my daughter how to press the buttons for me now. You got to be 21? Not in my house. I'm like, honey, hit this, hit that, hit that, hit that, hit that. Teaching her how to bet. You know, it helps her, I think, with her percentages and math heading into high school.
Finally, we have the Yankees at the ashtray. Finally, we have the Yankees and the Athletics at the ashtray tonight. Jameson Shots of Tyone and James Caprillion are the starters here. The Yankees, Scotty, of course, road favorites, big number, minus 225. Plus 180 for the A's, 7.5 the total at the ashtray.
I mean to tell you, over Yankees, Caprillion. I heard the entire Yankee team as fans of PharrellandTheBench.com. They all go on there because they know I got all the fat plays because they got nothing better to do tonight than look at my action because the A's aren't going to give them any.
No, the A's are not. And the Yankees have some roster moves here today, Scotty. Of course, they will get Stanton back tonight off the IL. He should be in the lineup against Caprillion. But they do lose nasty Nestor Cortez, who's going to go on the IL with a groin strain. Now, Scotty, I have heard the whispers that maybe there's a little bit. He could probably isn't as hurt as they think. He is way over his innings this year. Some are suspecting that this is the Yankees kind of just putting him on the shelf for a couple of weeks to keep his arm good for October.
A little vacation maybe this for Nasty, like, and then bring Zach Britton back into the fold. What do you think?
And look, this is the most he's ever pitched, the innings that he's hit so far this year. We've seen sometimes guys get that in the late September, October. It starts to hurt him. So maybe something was bothering him a little bit, and they decided instead of playing through it, why don't you take the 10 days anyway, miss a couple of starts, save some bullets in the arm. You've thrown a lot this year. Maybe not this, especially in this part of the schedule. We already said it. They should beat up on these two teams. Anything less than 5-2, Scotty, is not good enough for me as far as I'm concerned with Oakland and Anaheim these first two stops. Tampa's another story. They're playing well. But 5-2 in Oakland and Anaheim, minimum.
Yeah, I'm 6-1, or I'm going to be using some very profane language. Honestly, I can't even watch him play Toronto, let alone watch him lose to the A's and Angels. Those two teams should be literally put on a raft and sent out to sea without a paddle. I mean, honestly, they're so awful. They've got to win 6 of 7 there. They're that bad. Anything less is uncivilized. That's it.
Look, you just saw Tampa take care of business. They swept the Angels all 4 games. You know, you got to beat these teams.
Look at the Braves, they're the Pirates.
That
they
have
kicked
packed
their ass.
It in. You got to beat these teams up. I don't want to hear the dopey excuses that they never play well on the West Coast. Those teams suck, and the Yankees need to take advantage of it. Bottom line, yeah. I don't care who's
and
playing.
Mike, they can go from 7.5. You know, it's 7 now. Get it back up to 9, 9.5 when you leave Anaheim and go to Tampa, because you could go to Tampa and lose 2 of 3, and it's back down to 7.5.
Right.
7.
There is. Look, we got the standings for you today, Scotty. The AL East. Like you said, this has gone to 7 because the Rays have already played today and they won. So it's 7. But if the Yankees win tonight, which they should, it should go back to 7.5, as you saw there. AL Central now, I told you earlier, Cleveland has opened up a 4-game lead on both the Twins and the White Sox in that Central. Can they hold it, though, Scotty, for the last 5 weeks? That is the question.
I think so. They have been, without a doubt, in my view, the best team with the pitching that they've gotten and what Quantrill has done and the bats, Rosario and Ramirez. I like them. I think they're tough. They're scrappy. And we're seeing it 3-1 Seattle. You know I was on Seattle today. That game's got a long way to go. But a nice 4-gamer in Seattle, give you a taste of a possible playoff matchup.
That is right. Here is the American League wild card going into today. Tampa's in the top spot. Toronto 1 game behind them. Seattle in the 3rd spot right now. The Orioles are 2.5 games back of Seattle. Then you get into the Twins, the White Sox, etc. Hey, you know, Scotty, I think this is the last time we're going to have the Red Sox on the sheet. They're 7 games back of the wild card now. You want to slice them off the bottom? It's 7 games. We can drop the Red Sox off the wild
slicer,
card list there.
What deli, do you want to do? Deli slicer. Put them in the deli. Chipped ham and Isleys. You know what happens when we go down to have the chipped ham and Isleys, Carver High.
4 games. The Cardinals, speaking of opening up a big lead, man, did this thing turn after the Hader trade. The Cardinals have a 5.5 game lead on the Brewers in the NL Central. I told you that day, Scotty, buy the stock. Go get the Cardinals to win the Central.
You and I were on the same boat, and we were loving life on that River Kwai over at the MGM when we go on our little dinghies and ride around the snake. And we knew that the Brewers, when you got players saying, I don't care anymore. I don't know what they're doing. You got me. I have no clue. This is what happens, I guess, in the business of baseball. But they quit. That day, they quit. And I still think Hader's arm is shot. There's something wrong with him. And we haven't even seen Bader yet. We want to see him play, because you get Benintendi, Bader, and you get Judge out there. They got a better outfield in the Bronx from that Montgomery trade.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for Today in Carver High History.
Certainly is. Let's start in 1946. Ben Hogan wins the PGA Championship for the first of his 9 major titles. Your boy Ben.
What?
1950, Sugar Ray Robinson knocks out Jose Basura to win the middleweight boxing championship. 1968, Arthur Ashe, first African-American to win the U.S. singles championship. 1977, former Canadian NHL player Tim Horton, posthumously inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. We love Timmy. 1980, Rangers pitcher Ferguson Jenkins arrested for possession of drugs. 1985, at 20 years, 9 months, 9 days, Dwight Gooden becomes the youngest pitcher to win 20 games. 86, Mark McGwire hit his first Major League Baseball home run even that one, they say Scotty was tainted back in 1986. 1991, Carl Lewis runs the 100 meter in 9.86 seconds. 96, the Yankees dedicate their first new monument in 47 years. They added Mickey Mantle to Monument Park. Now the popcorn vendor gets a monument out there. 1996, Tiger Woods wins the U.S. Golf Amateur Championship for a third time. 98, Roger Clemens strikes out 18 as he becomes the first pitcher ever to record three games of 18 or more strikeouts. 2012, Red Sox and the Dodgers made the Adrian Gonzalez, Josh Beckett, Carl Crawford trade for James Loney and prospects. Rory won the PGA in 19, and in 2020, Lucas Giolito with a no-hitter striking out 13. Here we go.
Nobody's here to watch, but everyone at home.
Nobody's here to watch.
Hearts in their throats. On 0-2. Oh. To right field. Adam Engel is there. A no-hitter. The 19th in White Sox history.
Nobody's here.
Why he said that? It was during the COVID season. Nobody's here to watch.
Oh, you got it.
You know, right. COVID season, no hitter.
No one goes now either.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No